relatively modern phenomenon. We all know when we were young, it was quite clear, anybody who had bread for a meal, he used to make wash, hamotzi, and birkas hamazon. When it came to cake, it was made from a different ingredient, it was eaten as a snack. It was mezonis and alamechio. And for various reasons, recently it's come out this concept of mezonis bread, which is a major controversy among the poskim. It's similar to bread, and nevertheless, a lot of people make mezonis and alamechio. And in big machleks poskim, in America, in fact, the Gedolim were very much against it. They both have many concurs, and it's quite difficult, as far as I know, to get mezonis bread in America. In Europe and Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim are making, one flies on planes, one gives a meal with mezonis bread to make mezonis and alamichio. It is important to know what the machlekes is dependent on, what its stodim are. To know sometimes one can definitely be making, other times one definitely has to be machmir. And then there's a grey area where we have the various machlekes. As I say, here in England, one's generally mako. Generally, what's clear from the Gemara is that anything that's grown from the ground, we normally make beripri ha'adomo. However, when it comes to the five grains, one makes a dough out of five grains and one bakes it. Then sometimes it gets upgraded to a boimine mezonis and an alamechio. And sometimes when it gets to its full potential and one eats it as a meal, one has to wash, make hamotzi, and birkas hamazon. The Gemara calls differentiates between pas on one hand, which we would commonly call as bread, which is really the main part of man's diet, the main part of a meal. One lives off bread. That gets upgraded once one fully bakes flour and grain into bread, one makes hamotzi and birkas hamazon. And what's known as pas habor bekitznin, which will translate as cake, where it's normally eaten as a snack, not as a meal, and one makes mine mezonis and alamechio. One other thing the Gemara says, which is very important, is that if one takes cake, which is clearly mine mezonis and alamechio, but one is kiver sudo, which is mokloi shokhanoch, means one eats a lot of it, the equivalent amount one would eat in a meal, then one has a proper chiyuv of amotzi lechem menorot and birkas hamazon. There's absolutely no question about that. The first question we have to know is what the criterion, what causes a dough to be considered bread, and what considers it only to be cake and requires mezonis. In fact, the Beis Yosef and in Shulchan Aruch, they bring three shittas. What makes something only into cake as opposed to bread? What is considered pasah bo bekitznin? The first shitta, the Rabbi Nachmanel, the Oruch and the Rashbo, they learn that cake is pasah bo bekitznin, the Lashon kiss is from pockets. In other words, a dough, where it's filled, so to say, in pockets with fruits, nuts, and such like, what we would call like an apple or cherry pie, a dough with fruits inside. It's a normal bread dough, flour and water, but inside that dough, with like one puts into it fruits and such like, that's called pas habor bekitznin, and that you make mezonis. Anything else is pas, and that's hamotzi lechem menorot. So that's the first shita. The second shita the Beis Yosef brings is a shita to Rambam. The Rambam shita is, it's the actual dough is not kneaded with water, but with other liquids. We'll see later in what proportion, that it's kneaded not with water, but with other liquids, fruit juices and such like, eggs, honey, or any fruit juice, or spice and flavoring was added to the dough, which is what we call cake generally. That's the shita suramam, that's what's called pasta, that's what gives us shem pasta bobekisnin, and on that you make mezonis and alamechio. And the third shita is of Haigon, who says that pasah bo bekitznin or mezonis is when it's a dry and a thin and a brittle type of bread. What we will call crackers, biscuits, possibly say pretzels. Pretzels is plain flour and water. There's no fruit juice added to it. It's not like a first shitter. But the fact is it's brittle. It's like crackers and biscuits. That's what's severe the shem mezonis. Those are the three shitters brought down in the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, we don't know which one it is. We are chayish for all three shittas. What does it mean we're chayish for all three shittas? We know the halach is when one has a sofik bracha, one always goes lahokim. If you have a sofik mezonis, a sofik hamoisi, one only makes mezonis. One doesn't wash, one doesn't bench. Therefore, if one were to take any one of those three pasah bo bekitznin, although only according to one shittas mezonis, according to the other two shittas is hamoisi, nevertheless it's a sofik, and one only makes mezonis. If one would take pretzels, one only makes mezonis, although according to the other two shittas that's not pasah bo bekitznin, still that is pas. Or if we would take our cake, which is mixed with fruit juice, that's not brittle, and it's not, has enough fruit and such like mixed into it, nevertheless, we make mezonos, even for one of those shittas, we make mezonos if it suffers losses l'hachil. And conversely, the other way, if one's in the middle of a meal, one makes hamotzi on the bread, and for dessert, one normally makes a bracha on the dessert, but it's not part of the meal. One has a food side, one will make a beri pi'oreitz. What would be if one would take a piece of cake for dessert? It's not to fill you up, it's simply part of the dessert. One could say, cake is mezonos, and therefore one has to make mezonos at the end of the meal. But again, we say, sofek brachos l'hokel, any particular cake we take might be considered pas. This way we work the other way around. This might be considered bread, and for bread we've already made hametz lechem l'oreitz, and it's for that reason, generally, one doesn't make a mezonos at the end of the meal, because one's already made hametz, and most cakes that we have are not definitely cakes, because according to two other sources, they might be bread, never one makes hametz. If one were to take a certain type of cake, which according to all sitters would be definitely cake, then when the Scheinberg passage was cleared, one would have to make a bo minim mezonos at the end of the meal. Scheinberg says an apple pie, which is the dough, one mixed fruit juices into it. Besides that, it has actually filled with fruits and nuts. And the dough itself is a brittle type of dough. So we've got all three shittas, it's definitely cake. Then if I would eat it as a dessert at the end of a meal, one would make mezonos. So those are the three shittas, what is considered pasach bobek yisrael. As I said, our normal cake is mezonos, no question about it. It doesn't taste anything like bread, it's got fruit juice in it, and one makes mezonos. The problem now comes to mezonos bread. Mezonos bread, what is mezonos bread? It's no way is it brittle, it's like a normal bread. The texture is a normal type of texture of bread. It's definitely not filled with fruits or anything. The only way one could ever justify that it's considered pasach bobek yisrael is because the way it's baked, they need it with fruit juice. And according to the Shittas Rambam, once you need it with fruit juice, that gives it a din of pasach bobek yisrael, and that's a justification to make mezonos on mezonos bread. Fruit juices have been kneaded with the flour and the water, together added in fruit juice, and that gives it a din of mezonos, and that would be a justification to make mezonos on it. But we have to understand clearly the Shittas Rambam. What is the Shittas Rambam? That fruit juice, that all fruit juice, does any fruit juice simply make mezonos or not? The first thing that Beis Yosef says in Beis Yosef and his pasuk in Shulchan Aruch is that when, in order to be pasuk by the kisim according to the Rambam, not only one must add fruit juice when one needs the flour, but the actual taste has to be noticeable. When one eats that cake, or whatever it is, having put in the fruit juice, one has to be able to notice the taste of fruit juice. If one puts in a minute amount of fruit juice and it's not noticeable, then that's not called pasach bobek yisrael, that's hametz lechem l'oreitz. So according to the Beis Yosef, it has to be a noticeable taste. The Beis Yosef does say that one can add plenty of water. It can be a minority of the liquid need only be fruit juice, the majority can be water. But it has to be noticeable. That's the Beis Yosef. The Moed Machmeh, he says it's not enough. Now it's noticeable, the fruit juice. The actual taste has to be radically changed, and the dominant taste in that food has to be the fruit juice. One has to not just notice the taste of fruit juice. It's not that it's good enough that it tastes slightly different than bread. The actual dominant taste in that pas has to be the fruit juice, and only then it's considered pasach bobek yisrael. And the Moed Dr. Moshe says in his day they used to make these sweet challahs for Shabbos and Yom, so they used to add a bit of honey to give it a slight sweet taste. Says the Moed, that's not pasach bobek yisrael. You've only slightly changed the taste, you can notice a change of the taste, but it's not the main taste, it hasn't significantly changed the taste. And that's what says the Moed, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes, especially for Bnei Ashkenaz, who follow the Shittah of the Moed, that unless the dominant taste is the fruit juice, one tries to make hametz lechem l'oreitz and bench. According to that, our mezonos bread, which probably there is a taste of the fruit juice, it definitely doesn't taste like bread. One can notice a slight different change of taste of the fruit juice, but that's still not sufficient, according to the Ramah, to be considered mezonos and pasach bobek yisrael. According to the Ramah, it has to be like what we call cake. When we taste cake, we clearly taste the fruit juice and such like. Mezonos bread is very difficult, and that's the way they make it. They specifically make it that people should eat it as a meal. They don't want you to taste the cake. A person's not satisfied. A person wants to have a bread type of meal. So they do put fruit juice in, and there is a slight change in the taste, but not sufficient according to the Ramah. And therefore, the Chura, according to the Ramah, this is bread, and one would have to make hametz. That's the first difficulty the Poskim mention. However, the Mekilim are spending on the Shita of the Marsham. The Marsham, and it's mashma like that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that this whole halacha of the Beis Yosef, that the taste, there has to be a noticeable taste, and according to the Umar, it has to be a significant taste, is only if the fruit juices were a minority compared to the water. If the liquid one used with the flour was 49% fruit juice and 51% water, then according to the Beis Yosef, you have to be able to taste a little bit of fruit juice, and according to the Umar, there has to be a significant change. However, the Marsham says, if you look clearly in the Beis Yosef, if one would put a majority of fruit juice, i.e. the other way around, 51% fruit juice, and 49% water when one needed the dough, then one doesn't have to taste the fruit juice. That's the sit of the Marsham and the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what many poskim are famous on. Our mezeinu spread, when one bakes it at home, when the bakeries, there's at least 51% fruit juice, and for that reason, one famous on the Marsham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even though one can't taste, there's definitely no significant taste, and even if one won't taste anything, the fact is, one put in 51% fruit juice, that gives the dinner pasta above the kitchen and come to the Rambam, and that's the reason why we make mezeinus and alamichyo. However, one has to realize, there's one reservation, the Mishnah Berurah and Be'alocha clearly do not hold of this Marsham. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings the shit of the Ramor, like we mentioned, the Ramor has to be saved, there has to be a significant change of taste. The Mishnah Berurah says, how does one attain this significant change? Generally, by putting a majority of fruit juice. The Mishnah Berurah says, by putting a majority of fruit juice, one attains the Shita to Ramor, getting a significant change. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah did not hold of the Marsham and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even if one has 51% fruit juice, one still needs a significant change of taste of the Ramor required. Therefore, come to the Mishnah Berurah, our Mezeinu spread, if we make it with 51% fruit juice, it's not, when according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's still chayv with hamotzi and benching, because at the end of the day, the fact that it's 51% is no minor, and according to the Ramor, there has to be a significant change of taste. That has to be the dominant taste of food juice, and our Mezeinu spread hasn't got that. However, as I mentioned, the Marsham and Shulchan Aruch Rav don't hold like that. There are poskim to say that if one looks at the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Kuf Samaches, there it's clear that if one uses 100% fruit juice, or a little bit of water, but the big majority is fruit juice, then even the Mishnah Berurah will agree that even without actually tasting having a change of taste, one will make mezeinus. And therefore, to sum up, if one were to make mezeinus bread with a little bit of fruit juice, our mezeinus bread which hasn't got a significant change of taste, if one would use a minority amount of fruit juice, then clearly that's chayv hamotzi and brit hamotzi. There's no question about it. Somebody makes a mezeinus bread at home and the housewife puts a minority of fruit juice, and there's no significant change of taste, clearly that's hamotzi and one has to bench. If one were to put 51% fruit juice, then even though there's no significant change according to the Marsham and Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's mezeinus, but not according to the Mishnah Berurah, whereas if one would put 100% or more or less 100% of fruit juice into the flour and knead the dough like that, then even according to the Mishnah Berurah, one can make one, it's only passed up on the kislim, according to the Rambam, one is sendach on that, and one makes mezeinus and ala mishyam. As far as I know, in bakeries, I haven't checked them all up, but a lot of them, they use 100% fruit juice, they have to raisin water, they make some sort of raisin fruit juice, and they try to use more or less 100% of that, and therefore, even according to Mishnah Berurah, that's mezeinus and ala mechiyah. There is one interesting shaila which Min Chassis of Dan Weiss discusses. If one wants to use a proportion of fruit juice, the type of fruit juice we buy today in cartons, which are advertised as 100% fruit juice, is not necessarily a pi'alocha considered 100% fruit juice. It's really reconstituted. They evaporate the water. The actual fruit juice, it may be naturally 80% water, 20% of fruit juice. They evaporate the water, and at a later day, they add back 80% of water. And they're allowed to advertise that as 100% fruit juice. However, Min Chassitzok and Ebshem Zalman say clearly that's not considered 100% fruit juice, that's only considered 20% fruit juice. And if one were to use, according to them, fruit juice from a carton, however much you use, even if you use it only of fruit juice from a carton, one can only consider that as 20% fruit juice if those are the proportions. And according to them, if one were to make them a grain spread, that will be chayv in Amotzi and Beit Samozim. I'm not sure, I heard that the Padva Zechon Yilvocha was argued with them, and he held that reconstituted fruit juice is considered 100% fruit juice. One has to check that one up. That's the first discussion among the Poskim. The second problem, which the Poskim discuss, is that the principle of Pasta Bobekism, as the Beis Yosef says, it's a food that's eaten as a snack. The reason why it's not haven't been, the bracha was never upgraded to hamotz b'tzamotu. It's not eaten as a meal, as a main part of a man's diet, it's only eaten as a snack. Therefore, a lot of poskim say, even if we take something which is definitely pasach or b'kisnim, but one doesn't eat it as a snack, but rather as a meal, then it's considered pas. Even a minimal strip, just as on even a kazayit bread, one has to make birkas hamazon, and even on a kosher, one has to make hamotzi. If one were to take pasach or b'kisnim and eat it as part of a meal, and not as a snack, lots of poskim of the opinion that that's considered pas, one has to make hamotzi and bench. Mizonos bread, as we know, is manufactured and made for the workplace in Sashak, to be eaten as a meal, places where people have difficulty washing and benching, eaten on a when one goes on a plane, it's difficult to wash, so they provide mizonos bread. By the end of the day, this is not eaten as a snack, it's eaten as a complete meal, and according to many poskim, it's not considered possible because it's not eaten as a snack. Other poskim disagree. They say, no, at the end of the day, it goes into the category as well, pasach b'kisnim. Chazal categorized what is pasach b'kisnim, because generally pasach b'kisnim is eaten as a snack. Even if one person were to come along and eat it as a meal, nevertheless, it stayed mezonos and ala michyot. That's the machlekes haposkim. A simple lie to the machmirim is our matzahs. Matzahs ought to be pasach b'kisnim according to the third shita. Remember, the third shita is any brittle, titled, not a soft cake, but a hard cake. We said biscuits and pretzels is called pasach b'kisnim. Matzahs, the way we make matzahs, surely is considered pasach b'kisnim, because it's a brittle, it's not soft like cake. Nevertheless, we B'nai Ashkenaz have a minute to make hamotzi, and we bench on matzahs, not only on Pesach, the whole year round. So Pesach, we understand why you make hamotzi, because that is the lechem of the yontif. But why do we make hamotzi and bench on matzahs the whole year round? There's different shittas, the Achronim discuss it, but the main shitta seems to be, because at the end of the day, matzahs we eat as a meal. We don't eat matzahs as a snack. They're made in order to be eaten as part of a meal. And it's for that reason when we come to matzah crackers, the small ones, which those we make mezonos. What's the difference between matzahs and matzah crackers? They're both exactly the same ingredients, the same texture, everything's the same. The answer, lots of poskim say, is that matzahs were manufactured to be eaten as a meal, where matzah crackers are manufactured, I have three, and others say this, matzah crackers were manufactured to be eaten as a snack. They're both pasach b'kisnim in the quarter third shita, but since matzahs were made to be eaten as a meal, they require hamotzi and birkas hamazon. If you today svir, you chay min atur to bench. Whereas matzah crackers are made for a snack. So we see clearly that pasach b'kisnim is not totally dependent on what, if it is pasach b'kisnim, but in what way, in what manner it's eaten. If it's eaten as a meal, one has to wash them with some oven. According to that, mezonos bread, which is manufactured to replace a meal, one would have to wash and bench on it according to that system. But the other poskim disagree. They say, no, at the end of the day, it is pasach b'kisnim, irrelevant what your kavana was, and therefore it's mezonos. And as far as matzahs are concerned, there are different tirutzim, why we make hamotzi on matzahs. That's the second problem. The third problem, this is one has to be very careful with, is even if we take on that mezonos bread is pasach b'kisnim, the ingredients are pasach b'kisnim, and even if it's eaten as a meal, it's pasach b'kisnim. The fact that one replaces it for a meal, still it's only mezonos. But as we mentioned before, the Gemara says clearly that if one is kiver suda, even on a vaday pasach b'kisnim, one makes hamotzi and birkas hamazon. In other words, if one eats a volume, if one takes pure cake, let's say we're talking apple pie, which according to Rav Scheinberg is definitely pasach b'kisnim according to all shittas. But the Gemara says if one's kiver suda, one ate a lot of it. I'm talking about volume now. One eats a lot of it. So much, as much as the suda, then the Gemara says it's considered like pas and has hamotzi, one has to wash hamotzi and birkas hamazon. That's what the Gemara says. And according to that, one has to be careful with, definitely with mezonos bread, even if we take on its pasach b'kisnim, that one doesn't eat too much of it. Because once one eats a lot of it, then it goes into the Dina de Medina de Gemara, that pasach b'kisnim, which one is kiver suda, one has to bench and make birkas hamazon. The question is, what amount of volume is considered kiver suda? And that is big shaila in earlier poskim. How much does one have to eat of pasach b'kisnim to be considered kiver suda and to wash and bench? There are basically two shittas. All the Gemara says is kiver suda, but what is considered a suda? The Kapis Tumorim and the Birkei Yosef say that the shear of the Suda we learn now from Meiruvei Tchumin. If somebody wants to walk a more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos, he has to leave two Sudas, Kena Shvita, 2,000 amos away. By leaving two Sudas of bread in that place, then on Shabbos he can walk out 4,000 amos. Two Sudas. The Gemara says, Neivin, how much is two Sudas? It's a machlekes, six basin or eight basin. The whole one could be Mekil and say it's eight basin is two Sudas, so one Suda would be four basin. Up to four basin is not considered a Suda. Once one is four basin of bread, that's considered a Suda. And according to them, if one would eat four basin of Pasabo Bekisim, one is Chayiv Minatoi to bench the Tzviya and to wash and to make Hamotzi. According to them, it's four basin. One could be Mekil for Shir Chazunish. Chaznish share of a basin is 100 cc, so up to cubic centimeters, up to 400 cc, if one has a little less than 400 cc, one still only makes mezonos in our mechia. Once one has over 400 cc of pasab of the kisim, one's mechuyev to hamotzi and beis hamazon. It's difficult to measure, but the mezonos special one buys, I would say it's roughly between 3 and 4 slices of bread, is still less than, it's still less than 400 cc, 4 basin, according to Chazon Yishir. So let's say 3 to 3.5 slices of bread of mezonos, when one's still okay, one hasn't yet been kiveh suda, one makes mezonos and hamotzi, there's no problem. The second shita holds you can eat more, but the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, one should be yotzei this shita and not eat more than 4 basin. That's the first shita. The second shita is the Shigula Leket, the Eshkel, and the Chayodim Shem Nagon, who say that one doesn't learn out Tzuruda from Erevin. Erevin, we're talking about a meager meal, for the minimum amount of meal, that's not a proper Tzuruda. A proper Tzuruda once permitted more than 4 basin. They say, what do they say? They say, it's difficult to quantify, but they say it's what the average of a man of that age would eat for his main meal. We're not talking about breakfast or lunch or one eats a small meal. We're talking about the main meal of the day, dinner or supper, one has a big meal. The average volume of one eats as a main meal, that amount of pasab or bekisnim is, if one eats that amount, that's called kiveh suda. As I say, it's difficult to say exactly what it is. It's clearly more than 4 basin. I would say equivalent of 7 or 8 slices of bread, one has to know exactly, but up to 7 or 8 slices of bread is not yet kiveh suda. And according to that shita, which there are makilim, as I say, Mishnah Berurah says one shouldn't eat more than 4 basin, but there are makilim, and Mishnah Feinstein seems to be making as well, he seems to say the ikka shita is the second shita, so up to 7, 8 slices of bread, one is still okay on mezonos bread, to make mezonos and other mishnah. Once one is kiveh suda, one has more than that, more than what the average main meal is, then one is mechuyev and amotzi because I'm Muslim. The other problem associated with this is a very important Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, brought to Halacha, that the shear of kaviyah suda, once one eats that amount, as I say, one is hired to make amotzi and because I'm Muslim, doesn't have to be, the Mogen Avraham says, doesn't have to be only a pasab or bekisnim. If one eats part pasab or bekisnim, and together with it, food that go together with bread or any staple food, let's say for instance, crackers and tuna fish, which go together, or meat, one has together with meat and potatoes, whatever it is, even though the actual pasab or bekisnim, one didn't eat the amount of kaviyah suda, but the two together add up to kaviyah suda, then the Mogen Avraham is of the opinion that's also machayev amotzi and birkas hamazon when one eats it. Which makes the major problem, if one eats two mezonos bread slices, no problem. But especially when one goes on a plane, one has a full meal, nobody gets off the plane hungry. They give you a full meal, plus a small mezonos bread. So in Ochanama, the actual mezonos bread is not the shir kaviyah suda in itself, but by the time you finish the whole meal, you've had, with a mezonos bread, you have been kaviyah suda. And therefore, according to Mogen Avraham, one wouldn't be able to make mezonos and ala mechia on the mezonos. But at the end of the day, you've been kiveh suda. And Medina de Gemara, once one is kiveh suda, one's mechuyev to make hamotzi and beis hamazon. And if we hold out the Mogen Avraham, a question about it, once we eat that mezonos with other food and one's been kiveh suda, one has to make hamotzi and beis hamazon. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shas seems this clearly. That firstly says the idea that one can join up, one can be mitzvah other foods, is only according to the second shita. According to the first shita, that the Tzir Su'udah is learnt out from Eruv Tchumen, then that is only if it's pure Pasav or Bekismin. And the proof is quite simple. Because when one puts down bread for Eruv Tchumen, one can't put past bread and past other foods. The Su'udah is full basin of Lechem. Anything less than that is not called a Su'udah. So according to the first Shittah, Mogen Avraham never said his din in the first Shittah. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's right, Mogen Avraham didn't hold the first Shittah. The first Shittah who holds its four basin, it's only if you actually eat four basin of bread. Therefore, if somebody were to eat two basin of Pasav or Bekismin and another three basin of other foods, the Mogen Avraham definitely never said his din according to the first Shittah. It's only when you've eaten four basin of Pasav or Bekismin are you considered Kiver Suda. That two basim of Pasav Bekismin and 2.5 basim of other food, of chicken, meat, and potatoes, that would not be considered Kevei Asura according to the first Shita. The question is, according to the other Shita. The other Shita is Dachman of Meirvin, and they say it's an average meal. Then the Mogen Avraham said it's Alocha, that if part of it is Pasav Bekismin and part of it is other foods, then the two together make up a Suda once Kevei Asura. But here again, if Shem Zalun says a Chiddush, and he says, even according to the other Shita, who says that you can be mitzar of Pasav Bekismin and other foods to be Kiver Suda, but they also agree that the Pasav Bekismin must be a minimum of four basim. Otherwise, according to the other Shita, why when it came to Eruv Tchumen, did you not put part of other foods? The fact is, according to them, according to Mogen Avraham, some food, Pasav Bekismin and other foods together is Kiver Suda. So why by Eruv Tchumen can you not put two basim of Pasav Bekismin of bread, and two and a half basim of other foods? Clearly, unless you have a minimum of four basim of bread, it's not called Kiver Suda. Therefore, call to everybody, because of Shlomo Zalman, that if you have to eat first four basim of Pasav Bekismin, if you have anything less than four basim of Pasav Bekismin, then however much food you eat, according to any Shita, it's still only Mezenis and Alam Mechia. The whole Chiddush of the Mogen Avraham is when you've eaten four basim of Pasav Bekismin, and according to the second Shita, you're not Kiver Suda until you've eaten, let's say, a lot more than that. We said seven basin for argument's sake. Then the last three basin can be made up of other foods. But the minimum requirement is four basin of Pasav Bekismin. Then only then you can start discussing Kiver Suda. So just to sum up, if one eats less than four basin of Pasav Bekismin, one has a small mezonos roll, or one packet of mezonos sandwiches, which is clearly less than four basin, according to Tzvi Zalman, however much food you eat after that, you can have the biggest meal of potatoes, meat, chicken, soup, whatever you want, but the fact is you haven't yet eaten four basin of Pasav Bekismin, you're not considered Kiver Suda. The only question would be, if somebody eats more than four basin of Pasav Bekismin, according to the second Shita, he hasn't yet been Kiver Suda, and then he eats other foods, those other foods can add up to the share of Pasav Bekismin. So as long as one saw to eat a mezonos bread, less than four basim of mezonos bread, then however much food you eat after that, that's clear you haven't yet been Kiver Suda, and as long as we're clear that that is Pasav Bekismin, you're not considered Kiver Suda, and the bracha is only mezonos and Olam Mechia.